plate a potential nugget.
So let's dive into the book, Stephen, Trust and Inspire. Just to, at the outset, you in the book, along the way, you say that 30% of the organizations are operating in authoritarian command and control mode. 8% are in trust and inspire mode. But you go on to say that 62% are in enlightened command and control mode. So can you sort of talk to us about just these two terms, command and control and trust and inspire, as two ends of the spectrum, but specifically shine the light on what you mean by enlightened command and control?
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, the basic premise of the book is that the world has changed, but our style of leadership has not, or at least has not kept pace with this changing world. Too many of us as leaders and as organizations are still operating out of the old model. Mm-hmm. And whether you call it the traditional hierarchical model, an authoritarian model, or some type of just basically, you know, a traditional kind of industrial age model, that's what we started with scientific management and the industrial revolution, all these things. And that was a good thing because we became more efficient. But over time, we started to realize that we're not valuing people in the way that we can and should. And we're not tapping into their potential and talent. And so what started out kind of as an authoritarian command and control over time became better, more advanced, more sophisticated. And we brought strengths into it. We brought emotional intelligence into it and trustworthiness into it and mission into it. And it became an enlightened version. But because we hadn't shifted the paradigm, it just still was kind of an enlightened version of command and control, a much better version. But we still viewed people as kind of things to, you know, through which you get the job done. You know, even the idea that people are our most important asset, nothing wrong with that expression per se. And I get the sentiment, but even the idea that people are assets, they're things and not an end in and of themselves. And so, you know, getting results through people, well, people is just a means to an end to get results. Versus trust and inspire, the idea is getting results in a way that grows people. So yes, we have two ends. We got to get results, but we also want to grow people. We want to focus on both performance and people. And both are vital. We have two ends, and the results and the growth of the people. So, you know, command and control is kind of heavy management oriented. You know, you manage things and people. Trust and inspire, you manage things, but you lead people. And, you know, nothing wrong with management. We need good management of things, of systems, of strategies, of structures, of finances, of the inventory, of the numbers, of the business. We manage things, but we lead people. But the moment we start to manage people as if they were things, we're going to end up with no people and a lot of things because they're going to go elsewhere. They have options today. So my whole premise is that it's not enough to even kind of move from authoritarian command and control to a much better version of it, enlightened command and control, if we still view people as things. We got to shift the paradigm, cross the chasm, if you will, into what I call trust and inspire, a self-governance approach of manage things, lead people. That's recognizing the potential, the greatness, the talent in people, seeking to develop it as we get results. And so it's kind of different in kind, whereas within command and control, it's different in degree. In authoritarian command and control, in enlightened command and control, that's in much improved in degree. Command and control, trust and inspire is different in kind. Because
let's
people
say more, Stephen. So you say it's a different paradigm. So can you sort of break it down for us? In what ways do we need to sort of, what are the different dimensions in which we need to think differently rather than just more of the same?
Yeah, well, here's a few thoughts on this. Again, I mentioned manage things, lead people versus managing people as if they were things. And no one would go out to do that. But what happens is we've gotten so good at management, people start to feel like we manage them that way. Command and control is more of a mechanistic mindset. So I'm a machinist, tinkering. Trust and inspire, I view myself, I'm a gardener. I'm trying to create conditions for the seeds to grow, for the people to grow. But the life and the power is in the seed. The life and the power is in the people. I'm a gardener, not a mechanic. It's an organic system. Command and control will focus on motivation, carrot and stick. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. It's just limited. You know, so, you know, do rewards work? Sure. They motivate people to want to get more rewards, more carrots, more sticks, but you got to constantly feed it more external stimuli. Trust and inspire. The focus is on inspiration. It's intrinsic. It's internal. It's inside of people. And whereas motivation is external, it's outside of them. Inspiration is internal, inside of them. So I light the fire within. And when that fire gets lit inside of somebody, that can burn on for months, if not years, without the need for constant new external stimuli. And so I'm really tapping into that. To inspire means to breathe life into. So I breathe life into relationships, into teams, into cultures, whereas command and control often sucks the life out of people and teams and cultures. Command and control, it's kind of compliance-based. Trust and inspire is focused on commitment. It includes compliance, but so much more, you know, because you're really tapping into what's inside of people. You can get command and control will achieve association. It's a good thing. But trust and inspire, you can really achieve a sense of belonging and inclusion. You just can go to a different level. Command and control is good to coordinate. But trust and inspire enables you to truly collaborate among partners and teams, interconnected teams, versus mere coordination among groups or silos. You know, different in kind. So I can kind of go on and on and on. And you'll see there's a contrast. And I liken it less that good and, you know, bad and good with command and control being all bad and trust and inspire being all good. Look at it this way. Be efficient with things and effective with people. So efficiency is a good thing with things, systems, structure, strategies, processes. But the moment you try to be efficient with people, you lose effectiveness. So it's not good and bad. It's not either or, it's and. Efficient with things, effective with people. Manage things, lead people. But when we start to manage people like things and be efficient with people like things, that's too much the command and control paradigm. And I might be kind about it and thoughtful and the like, but that's just an enlightened command and control paradigm. Better than the authoritarian, which is just, you know, barking out the orders, but I'm not going to really tap into the potential, the greatness, the talent that is inside of people. We won't play to our potential, to use your phrase, you know, play to potential. We won't be playing to our potential. And it was Mahatma Gandhi who said, the difference between what we are doing and what we are capable of doing would solve most of the world's problems. That's a leadership challenge and question. That we're not leading in a way that's tapping into our capabilities, our potential. And the command and control won't draw that out. But trust and inspire can and will. And in a new world of work where everything is changing, you know, with all this disruption going on, with new model, you know, a new workplace where it could be work from home, work from anywhere, remote work, hybrid work, intentionally flexible work, with all these new generations, you know, all this diversity in the workforce. New generations, as many as five generations at work. And these younger generations, millennials, Gen Z, and this upcoming alpha generation have completely different expectations of how they want to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And now people have all kinds of choices and options they didn't have before. There's an abundance. All these things happen. And it says, the world has changed. So our leadership style needs to change with it. Because we're not going to attract and keep the best people, win the war for talent with a command and control model. Mm-hmm. You can't command and control your way to a high trust culture that inspires.
And you can't command and control your way
to collaboration and innovation. We got to do it through trust and inspire. It's the only way we're going to accomplish it. That's the idea.
I love the point around developing the mindset of a gardener rather than a machinist. And the distinction Stephen makes between trust and inspire and enlightened command and control. Thank you for listening.